From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Miss Dot over at Eastbrook Flea Market. Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastbrook Flea Market. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, 12:30 to 4:30 p.m. Eastbrook Flea Market has almost 200 booths, three floors. That's over 60,000 square feet of all kinds of collectibles, new stuff, antique stuff, heirloom quality stuff. And let me tell you, if you have not gone in there and looked at the dishware, the cookware, the decorations for the house, the knickknacks, solid wood furniture, the kind they used to have when America was great. Like, guys, we're making America great again. Eastbrook Flea Market is making Montgomery great again, making your house great again. Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard, right here in Montgomery, just off Atlanta Highway on Coliseum. Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Get in there. Tell Miss Dot I said hello.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Now when you bundle with internet, get a phone line for only $9.99 a month. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, it's 7 minutes minutes after 10 o'clock. I have one F. Jackson Campbell III.
How you doing?
Sitting directly to my right, David L. Mallory. There's three L's in David L. Mallory.
That's right.
And he's a Rolling Stones fan. I asked him what he wanted to hear, so he went with Mixed Emotions.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that your favorite band by far?
Yeah.
Not even close?
Yeah, I mean, depends on the day, but yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
If you ask me who my favorite band is, it's the Rolling Stones.
But do you separate solo acts from bands?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay, so solo acts is a totally separate category.
Yeah, solo, I consider all solo acts from bands to be abjectly sorry until proven otherwise.
Beyonce?
I mean, just whoever.
Beyonce?
Well, I mean, that's not a band. That's like a
Gwen Stefani?
Well, I mean, wasn't No Doubt better than her? I mean, I don't know. I mean,
shots fired.
I could name you one song by her as a solo artist and one song by them.
Annie Lennox is pretty good solo.
I'm gonna go with Eurythmics being better than Annie Lennox. So
really,
you're gonna tell me that Broken Glass is better than Sweet Dreams?
She took a decidedly darker turn when she. What is this?
Oh, I don't know.
Apparently, while I was printing my stories this morning, somebody else was printing the recall of a fuel system gasoline delivery device on a Kia Optima.
I'm a big
Sorento
fan of
Sportage.
Of the 1970s, like 4 or 5-ish era, Bill Wyman solo album, Monkey Group.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Big fan.
It's like whoever was involved with it should be, like, exterminated.
Now, but hold on, and then we'll move back to news. I do want to say...
We're giving views now.
We're on views, and we'll go to news in a minute, but we have to all agree Ringo Starr's solo career was better than the Beatles.
Yes, it's true.
FIA director, race director Charlie Whiting passed away in the middle of the night last night. A lot of you joke on me because I try to force Formula One to be part of this program. It is, without a doubt, the pinnacle of motorsport. And a lot of people around here like motorsports because they like taxicabs turning left in the form of NASCAR. But Charlie Whiting was the race director for the last 22 years. He basically, everything that took place in a practice, a qualifying, or a race went through Charlie Whiting. The race this week, in fact, practice will be tonight.
Was he the Mike Helton of Formula One?
I'm willing to listen to you and hear who Mike Helton is.
Head of NASCAR.
Is he really? I've never heard of Mike Helton.
I don't watch a lot
of NASCAR either. Practice tonight, if you want to follow along at home.
We're talking about practice, man.
Practice starts at 8 p.m. tonight for the... it'll be the first on-track action for the 2019 Formula One season.
We ain't even talking about no game. We're talking about practice.
It'll be on one of the ESPN affiliates. 8 o'clock tonight. And then practice 2 is at midnight tonight. And then qualifying tomorrow at 1 a.m. Yes, the answer is yes. The Coleman family will be up, all of us, pots of coffee brewed, staring straight ahead at 1 a.m. tomorrow night because qualifying is more important than the race. So we'll all be watching qualifying, and then we'll watch the race Saturday night at 12:10 a.m. Sunday morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning. But Charlie Whiting passed away. It's very, very sad. Probably the most important component of Formula One. I don't know how you do a race weekend when your race director dies. He died of a pulmonary embolism. Races in Australia. Probably fell asleep on a plane. Don't fall asleep on planes, people.
Is that the deal?
Yeah. You
what
could
happens?
End up clotting up.
Well, I mean, I know that. Well, I thought the whole thing. Why is it sleeping, though? Is it because you're sedentary?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah, okay.
You sit there for 8 hours without moving.
Okay. I get it. Because I was going to say, I thought that the whole thing was like you have to get up and stretch and all
that. Yeah, because when you're sleeping.
And wear compression
in a bed,
socks, right? There's a thing about compression socks.
I take an aspirin before I fly.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm lucky because I can't sleep on flights. So,
how do you fit on a flight? You're 6'8".
Yeah, I know. It's difficult.
Do you have to buy first class? Or is that just a preference?
Definitely a preference. Delta Comfort Plus helps. But like if I'm going anywhere like longer than, but it's like the flight's like longer than 2 hours, yeah, like I'm going to probably try to get first.
You almost have to. I mean, you
or
know.
Bulkhead.
Bulkhead.
I'm 8 inches shorter than you are, and I can't hardly sit in
exit row. Exit row, definitely, you know, if not Delta Comfort Plus, and then first or business.
Mm. Spirit used to have that business. class or whatever. It was pretty nice. It was their version of first class.
Yeah, I mean,
it was as first class as you can get on a plane that does not serve anything.
A lot of times, like if it's, you know, like if I fly to D.C. or fly to New York and I don't get like the good, you know, I don't get what I want. Like one time,
why would you fly to D.C.? That's a 12-hour drive. Just drive it.
Well, I mean, a lot of times I do, but you know. It's one of those things. It depends on how long you're going to be there.
12 hours is the gauge.
Minus 10. I don't know why 12 is that much worse, but just one of those
Yours
things.
Yours is 10?
Yeah.
Well, 15 I'll fly. Right.
But
I'll drive to D.C., but I won't drive to Philly.
New York or Philly. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, fly.
But so, you know, we're on the plane and like it was totally packed and I'm like in the last row by the bathrooms and the galleys in the back. And literally like the second after we're out of takeoff, but they haven't taken off the seatbelt thing. I just look at the stewardess, I stand up and I go, I'm just going to stand back here with y'all. And they were like, I was like, just one of those things, like if it's a safety thing, like you can ask me to move or whatever, but like I'm a lot more comfortable and so are the people next to me. Yeah. And then I started handing them stuff and then they like me. Like, oh, hey, that coffee pot, you know? Like,
see, this guy can reach the top shelf.
Yep.
We don't have to get our little step stool at 40,000 feet.
Just be nice and be helpful.
You know, you can pretty much go anywhere if you're friendly.
Don't you love people that bring humongous suitcases on the plane? It's like people walking down the aisle like Moses with the Ten Commandments.
The people that are like, I never check a bag, kill yourself. You want to know what? You want to get real? You want to get hardcore? Mm. Don't check a bag. FedEx it to yourself.
That is the money way to do it.
It's actually cheaper. It's so awesome, too.
And you show up at your hotel, they're like, Mr. Coleman, your bag is
waiting
for you.
And you don't have to deal with any of the BS. You don't have to haul it. You don't have to do anything. It's like,
Mr.
Coleman,
your bag is ready.
I had them one time. They had it in my room. Because I had the check-in from the app.
Mr. Coleman, like, your room is number 1721, your bag is upstairs. We've unpacked it and put it away for you.
Yeah.
We took your toys.
You sound like Frau Blücher. I mean, without Dr. Calfar Brandy.
Who is this?
Yeah, that Baron Coleman.
Oh, man, do you have a complaint? You can make it to the FCC. Yes, it is.
That gas tax and that amendment, 93.
Yes.
How come nobody's talking about that?
They put in the findings of the bill that a waterway, a navigable waterway, will be interpreted as a highway. And so the highway transportation money can go towards it. Now, I'll tell you this. I actually just received a call moments ago from somebody trying to hire a lawyer to sue. Well, here's the problem with that. I mean, I'll be happy to take your money. Don't get me wrong. And I'll make the case, and we'll have a big time with it. But the Alabama Supreme Court will just, it doesn't matter what we say, what the lower courts say, the Alabama Supreme Court is going to let them have their way in the end.
Yeah, but it says in the amendment, though, not for that money to be used for a lot of other things. And Todd Strange said that he already decided what he was wanting to use some of the money for.
Yeah.
And they were talking about dredging the Mobile Bay. To make a port out of it.
You missed the part where the Alabama Supreme Court lets the legislature do anything they want.
Well, also, you don't have to spend that money on roads. You can just move other money that you're now spending something else, and it doesn't have to even out.
So you have 100 gallons of water at home, and the state gives you 10 gallons, and they said you must use this 10 gallons to flush your toilet. Well, you had 10 gallons at home set aside to flush your toilet. You now drink that 10 gallons. You're not drinking toilet water. Yeah, out of the toilet. So it's just a fungible good. You just move it around. I do appreciate your call. I understand what you're saying. But the Alabama Supreme Court will absolutely let the legislature do anything they want to do at any time. Period. End of story. They've said as much. And if it's not about the legislature, they'll just make stuff up. Have you not read Cornerstone? They just made it up. Henceforth, these are the rules of bingo.
They're like the scene in Goodfellas where Janice has trouble at work and they like got the guy by the neck and the people in the back are just smashing stuff and he's like, Janice can do whatever she wants.
Henceforth, bingo shall be a paper card. I don't care what the other states and experts say. It shall only be played on paper. It shall be filled in and thou shouteth bingo before thy collecteth thy winnings.
News. and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at New Look Decorating. New Look Decorating has the Benjamin Moore paint that is going to make your house look amazing. If you've never felt Benjamin Moore paint come off the brush, you've never actually felt paint come off a brush. Benjamin Moore is the premier paint. The great thing about Benjamin Moore is you don't have to go hire an expensive decorator. Benjamin Moore has two professional designers on staff. You get to use them. They're yours. Go by there. Go see Brett Lanham, the general manager over there. Go see Brian Carr, the owner over there. You will be so impressed with the knowledge these guys have. Benjamin Moore, New Look Decorating. They're on the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into it. You know that goo-goo car wash right there? New Look Decorating is right there, right where Bell Road dead ends into the Atlanta Highway. New Look Decorating, if you go in, you will absolutely never look at painting the same way again. And the best part, if you have a professional painting contractor, but you want your house to look amazing instead of just good, have them go to Benjamin Moore, New Look Decorating. Have your contractor go over there. Pick up your paint from there. Benjamin Moore, New Look Decorating on the Atlanta Highway. Come by.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them, appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
They've sold 75 million albums worldwide. They've had 20 top 10 singles. And on Friday, March 29th, they'll be live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. The Commodores. Entertaining audiences for over 50 years. From Tuskegee, Alabama, it's The Commodores. Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Friday, March 29th at 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets now at the Impact Box Office and Ticketmaster. Don't miss The Commodores.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Held over for one more week, it's Cat House Marine's second annual summer sales event. Come browse a great selection of new and used bass and crappie boats, new veranda pontoons, express center consoles, and more. Shipments of Yamaha outboards with a factory warranty up to 6 years long. Now is the time. No promise made by Cat House Marine to catch more fish. Outdoor addiction may occur. Family problems may result from spending too much time away from home and lack of completion of work chores. Excessive fishing time may cause spouse problems. If problems persist or exist at home already, maybe it's time to replace your existing boat with a new one. Shop Cat House Marine today, 3640 Copps Ford Road in Millbrook, 1 mile west of I-65, or call 517-6500.
You know, business has been booming at Independent Glass, and they are in need for some fantastic employees. As a matter of fact, Independent Glass is looking for glazers or glass installers. Call them today at 263-2823. That's 263-2823. And they offer medical and dental insurance, paid vacation, and, of course, sick time, drug testing, and a clean driving record. Call them today, Independent Glass, looking for glazers and glass installers. Call them today at 263-2823.
You and me, we used to be together, every day together, always. I really feel
All right, guys, 22 minutes after 10 o'clock. We mentioned No Doubt, so I had to play them.
Right, but you were purporting that possibly Gwen Stefani solo could be as good or better.
Well, they only had this one good album.
Well, I mean,
her solo career, she had the Bananas song.
And what else?
Hey, Hey, You, You, I Don't Want Your Girlfriend or whatever.
Never heard it.
Oh, stop it. Yes,
I know
the
Bananas song.
You have heard that song. Stop it. Stop it. You're just being silly.
I got nothing.
Hey, Hey, You, You, I Don't Like Your Girlfriend. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, stop it.
I really don't.
Dave, you're being silly.
I'm not.
People, you're burning bridges, Dave. You're burning bridges.
That's right.
Our number 272-9228. You guys talked about this largest college admission cheating scam ever. What was your hot take?
Because
I think I have a hotter take.
My hot take was that, you know, like, shocker. And also,
people get richer.
Right. Rich people do things to bend the rules for their kids. That's a shocker. The other one was, why are they so down on ASU?
Look at his pocket square. I'm sorry to stop you.
Oh.
But the President of the United States is meeting with the Irish Prime Minister
in a green tie.
3 days before St. Patrick's Day in a green tie and four-leaf clovers, or clovers, three or four-leaf clovers,
coming
stuffed
out of
in where his pocket square would be. And a blue shirt. Yeah. When's the last time you saw him in blue?
Never.
I've never seen him in blue.
No, I think that's like vaguely green. I think it's like a. I think it's like a mint. No, it's like a mint green.
Kind of a mint green. Yeah.
He probably had that specially invented. Where's that? I'm gonna see if the red balance on Fox is all off.
No, it's greenish.
Yeah, let me see if he's on
another. Over there, it looks white. It's greenish.
Because the red balance on Fox, they always have it off so that they can make Trump look less orange. Yeah, you're right. It does have a little green flavor to it. That's a great looking suit. I wish I had $1 billion. You know how good I'd look if I had $1 billion? I'd have clovers where my pocket square is. I mean, who does that? Tell me that his pocket square looks like Barack Obama's official portrait.
What, whimsical?
Well.
Here's my hot take on this. Why do we care? Why do we care if Hollywood celebrities and Fortune 500 CEOs pay off schools to get their kids? Why do we care?
Well, wasn't this assumed? Like, I mean, look, if your granddad's name is on the building, you're going to get into the school, right?
100%.
If your dad says, I'll put up the G.B. Coleman School of Business.
Yes. You know,
I'll put up 50 M's.
That's what we're talking about.
Guess what? Kid's getting in.
Yeah, but I'd rather just have the 50 million.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Honestly.
Well, I mean, the people that can give 50 million for that can.
But
like,
I don't need. If I have 50
they
million.
They take it for the tax break or whatever.
I don't need.
You don't need a monument to your glory?
I don't need a college degree if I got $50 million. Well,
the daughter of Aunt Becky doesn't need a college. She makes $2 million a year on YouTube.
Wait, what? Aunt Becky's daughter?
The one that said she doesn't want to go to school. She just wants to go to
$2 million parties. A year on YouTube? On YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't get into college?
I don't think she cared.
Oh. Aunt Becky bribed her.
But like, yeah, but like some of the stuff, it's funny where like they...
Aunt Becky's a smoke show.
Totally. Well, there's like... Some of the kids, though, were like too dumb to even fill out the form.
She's married to Massimo. Did you know that?
Yeah, we talked about it.
I had no idea about
it. I didn't
that.
Either.
The hell did that come from?
Who knows?
I thought she was married to Uncle Jesse. Trump orders the grounding of all 737 MAX planes. I understand why he did this.
Well, I mean, every other country did too.
Well, and I understand why Boeing put out the statement they put out. They put out a statement basically saying we're glad he grounded them. No, they're not. I can assure you, they're not. What do you do?
There was some stat where like of X planes, you know, of X flights per million, you can expect this many crashes.
Yeah,
and they're already over the number. Of like 50 million flights
it's some
with like
software
8 million flights.
Problem is what I read.
It is
earlier.
It does
today.
Something it causes it to see something and it causes it to go into a dive, and that's how the Ethiopia one.
So they just need an update.
Maybe.
Have they tried turning it off and turning it back on?
Or maybe they like just need a pilot, you know, that like
that says, "Oh, our plane's diving."
Yeah, don't you
maybe
have a pilot?
Maybe we ought not do that.
Can't you just like hit the override button and like pull it out?
My goodness.
I don't know.
All right. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Who is this?
This is David.
David, you are on the air, Mr. Sandman.
Hey, do you think that the girl who says she's making $2 million a year on YouTube is somebody at the IRS? Says, we may need to look at that.
You know, I thought about that too. You got all these people say, I make $1 million a year on YouTube, I make $2 million. Yeah. I bet they make $50,000.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I doubt they actually make $2 million a year on YouTube.
Might gross $2
million. Yeah, but I mean, you've got production costs.
Yeah, I'm just saying. They might gross $2
million. Yeah.
I'm going to guess that with her mom as an actress and her dad as Massimo, that she's got lawyers that are keeping her out of tax trouble.
Yeah, that's probably.
I'm just going to guess.
Massimo.
Well, possibly. But,
I mean, I bet you they probably could do it through her own production company. And I mean, like, you know, she probably owes less taxes
than we do. Why did she need to go to school? I don't understand this.
She did. That's what she said. I mean, she said she didn't.
But why did her parents insist on her going to college?
Who knows?
David, if you had 50, let's say they have 50 million. If you had 50 million and your daughter is 19 making $2 million a year, and you used to, and you're sitting around with Aunt Becky all day, do you bribe anybody to get your daughter into school, or you just tell her good luck?
Yeah.
Massimo has more than 50 million, by the way.
Yeah, and I can understand college, besides the education, is a lot of fun if you can afford to be there. You know, it's four of the best years of my freshman life. But after that, you know, I just take the $50 million and run. You know, I always wanted to be an attorney. Halfway through my sophomore year in political science, I decided I hated school and I would never make it through law school.
Took you that long?
Yeah. And so I went to a counselor and said, what's the fastest business degree I can get me out of here? And that's what I did. Never stepped foot in a classroom again.
No, I think there's value in going to college. And if people decide college isn't for them and they want to pursue the trades, I think there's value in doing that as well. But this notion that college is so important that even if your dad is Massimo and your mom is Aunt Becky, you've got to go to college, and we're going to pay $500,000 to bribe your way in because you can't get into any other college in town because you're dumb as a bag of hammers. I mean, the girl's sharp as a marble. I watched her. I watched the video. Yeah. She's dumb. Okay? We'll just go ahead and say that. But she's totally smoking hot. And so she's not going to starve to death. You cannot be that hot and starve to death.
Yeah.
Go look at, and poor people, if you're listening, you might want to turn your radio off. I'm going to alert you to something. It's hard to be really broke and really hot. So if you're really, really broke, you're probably not that hot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just reality.
That's
why Joey's not broke. It's a smoke show.
But, a lot of times these really hot girls and boys get into drugs and stuff like that, and you become really broke really fast.
Well, no, that's different. I'm talking about, like...
Again, as I said earlier when you were Air Baron, Massimo, their clothes are in Target.
Yeah. I mean, you know how much money that guy has?
More than the mom.
Walmart.
The 2 million.
Target.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like a boutique clothing store that sold to, like, skate punks.
Yeah.
And then they got in Target.
That's the same thing that happened to Hilfiger. That's when he became a multi-trillionaire.
I promise you they got enough money.
Hey, I appreciate your call, David. These are great points.
Thanks.
Great points all. Our number, 272-922. You going to join us again? You got half the show left. Joey's so sexy. Trisha.
Hey.
Hey.
So this Lori girl is Catholic.
Lori
so
who?
How much she
Aunt
want,
Becky.
The, Aunt Becky?
The Aunt Becky, yeah. So how much she want to bet that it's only going to be a matter of time before they come out and say she said something and she's a Trump supporter or conservative, and that's what they're going after her for that.
You think she's a conservative?
Probably.
I doubt it.
I'll guarantee you it comes out.
I doubt it. Listen.
You think?
Her daughter is so dumb.
You want to bet some money on it?
Her daughter is so dumb. There's no way.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. You know that?
There's no way her mother's a conservative and has a daughter that dumb.
Dad's Italian, so I mean, they, you know.
I don't know.
Felicity Huffman was like on, you know, I'm going to guess that the other people that came out are not big Trump people.
Yeah, she was on Desperate Housewives, right?
Yeah.
I learned this the other day.
The daughter was?
No, Felicity Huffman,
and
the other
sports night.
The other famous, but I've never seen either.
It's good.
I've never seen that show either.
Desperate Housewives.
Ugh.
All right.
All right, well, we'll see.
I got a text.
If you want to place a wager, let me know.
All right, I will. Let me do some research. Let me do some research.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
I have gotten a text message. I don't like your girlfriend is from Avril Lavigne, not from Gwen Stefani.
Wow.
So now I'm going to have to open
up. So now I'm excused for not knowing it, right?
Yeah, now I'm going to have to open. No, I like Avril Lavigne. I'm going to have to open up Spotify and look for some Gwen Stefani songs. Holla Back Girl. Ain't no Holla Back Girl.
That's the banana song.
Oh, that's the banana song. Sweet Escape. Sweet Escape. Doo-doo.
I love that song.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah, that's a good
song. Something like that.
Yeah, that's the only ones I know.
Yeah, see?
Okay, so that's two. Can't Stop the Feeling. Gwen Stefani apparently is on there somewhere. Who's this?
The Bruno Mars song?
Who?
Thought that was John. JT.
John, hey, you're on the air, John.
Hey, Baron, how could you not have seen Desperate Housewives? That was like a great show.
Really?
Sure.
Look, toward the end, it got like, I promise, I didn't want to watch it. And then I sat down and started watching the season with my wife. And I was like instantly addicted. I was instantly addicted. Nicolette Sheridan and the other girl, they took the show like for the last two or three seasons, like to a whole new ball game. It was worth watching.
I'm gonna go ahead and call Bubsky on this whole conversation. I don't believe a thing you just said.
Oh no, it's good. I promise, it's good.
No, I'm refusing to believe. I believe you're saying the words you're saying. You're either the biggest troll of all time. Or you're lying.
It was really good.
And let me tell you, somebody that owns a Yorkie for a dog cannot be trashing somebody for watching Desperate Housewives.
Amen. Now look, do you remember the Walk and Tall movie?
Hold on.
Remember the blonde headed guy that was in there with the Rock?
Mm-hmm.
That he was fighting at the end. Well, he ends up coming in. He's like a straight psychopath.
Okay.
And it gets really good. You can't
bring up the Rock version of Walking Tall.
I'm talking about the blonde-headed guy that was in the movie with him, the bad guy he was trying to get.
Again.
He actually comes on the show toward the middle and the end of the season, and it makes it really good.
Wait, John, did you really like Desperate Housewives in the same...
I did.
No, wait, hold on. Let me finish the question. Did you really like it in the same way your wife liked it? Or did you have different motives for watching the show?
I liked the plot.
Oh, okay. You also read articles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything that guy just says, bull.
Y'all have a good day, man.
272-9228. We got time for another one. Who's this? Hello?
You're on the air.
Hey, you're on the air. Turn your radio off.
Okay. Hi. I was wondering, does any of your listeners know our money, that the gasoline money? Are we going to buy bonds? And if we are, the bonding company, and which foreign country owns the bonding company?
I do not know. Okay. Do you have information you'd like to bring to the program?
Well, I just have a question.
No, hold on. Your question presumed that a foreign company owned the bond company that we're going to do business with, a foreign country. Who is the bond company you're talking about?
Well, it would be bought out by a foreign
company.
What? I assume that. I don't know.
So you don't know any of that?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thanks for your call. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. Let's keep it in the realm of the normal, if we can.
And try not to trail off when you're saying things.
Don't call me on speakerphone or Bluetooth. I'm going to assume you don't listen because I complain enough about it that I'm going to assume you don't listen that much. We'll be back.
Off from my home. We're flying up no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops.
Giving voice to liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Baron Coleman from News and Views. Nothing makes me more upset in life than knowing that people in our listening audience have not yet picked up the phone and called 567-4223 and asked for Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage wants to save you money. They exist to save you money. The only reason Alabama Home Mortgage is on this earth is to save our listening audience money. They want to, they want to, they want to, and there are people out there who have still not picked up the phone and called 567-4223 and asked for Kim Williams and said, please, can I save money on my home mortgage? You'd be surprised. Maybe you bought a house in the last 6 months, 12 months, 18 months. You probably could save money if you would just pick up the phone and give Kim Williams a call today at 567-4223. Call today, 567-4223. NMLS number 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
Business Network. Sales of new homes in January fell to the weakest pace since October. High prices are still keeping buyers on the sidelines, particularly in the Midwest. The average sales price of a new home was $317,200. Weekly jobless claims rising to a one-month high, but the rate of layoffs is still very low. And that's helping to keep the economy chugging along at a moderate pace, even as growth around the world slows down. Boeing shares move lower. That's after the global grounding of the company's most popular jet, the 737 MAX. The plane was involved in a second fatal accident in Ethiopia. Now more than $600 billion worth of orders are at risk. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology or frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way. For today, breezy and warm. Risk of a shower or thunderstorm somewhere in the area this afternoon. High around 79. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. Maybe a couple of stronger storms, especially later on tonight. Overnight low 60. Tomorrow, risk of a shower or thunderstorm early. Otherwise, cooler tomorrow with a high temperature in the middle 60s, up to only about 59, a breezy day Saturday, and then into the 30s on Saturday night, first thing Sunday morning for an overnight low. Sunday's high around 64 with mostly sunny skies, a cool weekend forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 42 minutes after 10 o'clock. I can just listen to the Ohio Players all day. But I don't want to do that. I got Jack Campbell, Joey Clark, Dave Mowry in the studio.
How you doing?
Gambino boss gunned down outside Staten Island home.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a big deal, huh?
We hadn't had a good mob hit in a while.
In like 30 years.
Yeah, the head of the Gambino crime family, Francesco Frankie Boy Cali, was gunned down Wednesday night in front of his Staten Island home. The 53-year-old was shot 6 times in the chest and then run over by an assassin driving a blue pickup truck in the lavish Tote Hill neighborhood.
And then run over.
Around 9:20. What kind of mob boss lives on Staten Island?
Like all of them?
Do they really?
I guess they live on Long Island.
Yeah, wouldn't they live out on Long
Island? Yeah.
Why would they live on Staten Island?
I mean,
if I'm a mob boss, I'm not going to live on freaking White Trash Hill.
Right.
But whatever. If you're from Staten Island, my deepest and sincerest apologies.
My deepest and sincerest apologies.
His wife and young children were inside.
What did they?
He was taken to Staten Island University Hospital where he died. This is Staten Island University? Can you imagine how great that place is?
Yeah.
I noticed Aunt Becky...
Probably, you don't have to pay to get in.
I noticed Aunt Becky wasn't bribing anybody to get her daughter in there. You bribe people to get your children out of Staten Island University. Like, well, he qualified for Staten Island.
I'd hate to be the janitor at that place. I mean, constantly having to, like, clean off spray tan from the desks. And it's disgusting.
And revive people from heroin overdoses.
Not funny, Joey.
Yeah, kind of funny.
It is kind of funny.
It's kind of hilarious. All right. Our number 272922. Neighbors were rattled by the shooting in an otherwise quiet neighborhood. What were the neighbors probably saying about Frankie, Jack? He was a quiet guy.
Quiet kind of guy.
Never would have guessed it from him.
Kept to himself.
Here we go. 39-year-old local had this to say. I've seen the mob movies, but I've never seen any activity that we feel at all that there's something strange about this area. You never know who your neighbors are, says 58-year-old Salvatore. Yeah, I bet you don't know who he is, Salvatore.
He would walk out in the driveway and talk to a guy for 5 or 10 minutes, then that guy would drive off 8 or 10 times a day.
Yeah, so we're still strange. Sometimes they'd bring in large bags.
Yeah, we weren't sure what he did, but, you know.
Looked like duffel bags.
I always thought he was a philanthropist.
Didn't talk a lot.
I don't know how he had millions of dollars to live in Staten Island's only nice house. You ever gotten lost and ended up in Staten Island?
No.
Yeah. Well, turn around.
Yeah.
New York investigators now probing whether the hit was sanctioned by the commission of New York's 5 families or a lone gunman.
Ooh.
Native of Sicily, became the de facto godfather of the Gambino family. This better become a movie.
Native of Sicily?
Yes, native of Sicily.
I mean, like he was born in Sicily.
Probably talk like this.
Well, I'm just saying, like, a lot, like, you know, they got to be able to trace all your ancestors back to the old country, but, like, what are they doing, like, bringing a new... He's 50, like...
53, that's young.
I mean,
he might have been here 52 years.
I know, but what I'm saying is that, like, I thought that was, like, 3 generations ago they were off
the boat. Right.
You know, like, my people.
When they get off the boat.
Hmm. All right.
I'm just saying.
This better be a movie, because the more I read this story, the more I like it. He was a real quiet, old-school boss, one police source told the Post. How do you head up a family? Can we just create the Coleman family, the Coleman crime family?
I mean, you can.
Yeah. Set up franchises all over the country.
People don't need a reason to kill you, okay?
Well, New York, meanwhile, has seen a recent resurgence in mob activity in recent months. In October, 71-year-old Bonanno associate Sylvester Zatola was gunned down at a Bronx McDonald's drive-thru.
Oh, man. Oh, what a sad ending. Oh, this guy gets gunned down on the only mansion on Staten Island, and you buy it in a McDonald's parking lot? You're a schnook.
I just wanted an apple pie.
He died with a fillet of fish in his hand. It was Lent.
It was Friday in Lent.
Who's this? You're on the air.
Take the fish. Leave the gun.
Take the gun. Leave the fillet of fish. Make it a double. Hey, you know what? I'll say this. During Lent, I eat 5 or 6 double fillet of fishes a year.
Oh, wow.
For $4.96, you can't get a better sandwich.
You think as he was going down and...
I mean...
I agree, yeah.
You think as he was going down losing blood and dying, he realized they got his order wrong?
I said no cheese!
No tartar sauce.
They got the good cannoli at this McDonald's, okay?
He probably wasn't gunned down by anybody in the mob family. He probably was gunned down by a mad drive-thru worker. Like, no more ketchup for you!
Or a priest who saw him eating something other than fish on Friday.
He had a double bacon cheeseburger and Father McGillicuddy couldn't handle it.
McGillic.
These Italians, taking them out.
Hey, what I was like right after I graduated high school, I was in running around in Chicago and went to a party with a friend, and we ended up meeting this guy who was Italian. His last name was Aliotto, and Michael Aliotto. And so anyway, He says, why don't you hang out with me tonight? He said, tomorrow my uncle's having a pool party at his place. We'll go to that. And I'm like, okay, you know, you're a cool guy. We'll hang out. So anyway, we go to the pool party. I was the only Aryan there. I mean, like, everybody was like major Italian.
Interesting choice of words there, friend.
Yeah. And it was like...
Wrong meaning.
Because I had blonde hair, you know. And so anyway, his uncle comes walking out. And if you wanted to see the typical mobster type, dude weighed like 300 pounds wearing a red Speedo with a gold medallion, you know, cigar out of the mouth, you know, the Rolex on, the gold ring. The whole, as hairy as a bear, I mean.
I'm glad to have you as a guest in my house.
Yeah.
If you'll excuse me, I have to go talk to some of my associates.
And so anyway,
we'll drive up in a black town car for 10 minutes.
Yeah, this guy's younger sister starts hitting on me and wanting me to go out with her. And I'm like, no, I'm dating somebody. I ain't going out with you. So anyway, it dawned on me. I said, and a few minutes later, I go to this friend of mine, Michael. I say, Michael, I said, your sister wanted me to go out with her. And I said, no. Am I okay? He goes, don't worry, I'll take care of it.
I bet he will.
I'm sitting there thinking, I told him, I said, I'm not going to end up in Lake Michigan with cement feet or anything, am I?
They don't like hilarious. The cement feet jokes.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean nothing by it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
Yeah, I didn't mean to offend you. Back the knife.
Real quick question, David. I know you're a Formula One fan. Are you going to be watching practice tonight at 8 o'clock?
If I can stay up long enough.
I said 8 o'clock.
That's pretty late.
I said 8.
Man,
David.
Man, I'm telling you, come 8 o'clock, I start nodding off.
Well, let me say this. It is the first on-track action of the year. Did you know Charlie Whiting passed away last night?
I did not hear that.
Yeah, he passed away of a pulmonary embolism in Australia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know who's going to start the race. He started every race for 22 years.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, but all right. Have a great one, you guys.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Charlie Whiting, dead as a wedge. So saith the news. Mm-hmm. Haas, the American team, has put a memorial to Charlie Whiting on their nose. 8 o'clock tonight. Be there or be square. Practice one. Who's going to lead practice one, Joey? Your call. Who is it?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Practice one tonight, Jack. Who leads? Go.
I don't know.
Dave?
Mario Andretti.
I swear I was going to say that.
This is, we did not get a time machine to go to 76.
Freddie Andretti.
They all start with M. We'll be back. Mario, Michael, Marco.
The biggest and baddest broadcast. broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Sam McClure at the Adoption Law Firm. Whether your concern is infant adoptions, foster adoptions, or foreign adoptions, the Adoption Law Firm exists to make the adoption process smooth and affordable. Contact my friend Sam McClure at the Adoption Law Firm, 546-2009, or check him out online, theadoptionfirm.com. Again, my friend Sam McClure, 546-2009, or online, theadoptionfirm.com.
No representations made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other attorneys.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's 4 minutes now to the top of the hour. F. Jackson Campbell III.
How you doing?
Joseph Ray Clark?
Yeah, that's right.
David Lowry Mowry. Baron Coleman here.
And Mike Reese.
9 to noonish, award-winning radio. You like Metallica?
Yeah.
You know what? I run to Metallica a lot. This is a song I often start with. Because you kind of walk that first 30 seconds or so while it's kind of slow. And then when you're ready to sort of do your little skip before you run, then you... It's good. It's a good song to run to. It gets your blood flowing. This and Tupac. I can run to both of them. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get a red top.
Hey, bud, I want everybody to do a heads up on Atlanta Highway going west is the wagon train, horse and wooden-covered wagon. And it's just now about to get to Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. There's quite a bit of traffic behind the bank.
Well, why are they going down Atlanta Highway in a horse and buggy?
I think they used to do it from Wetumpka, and I figured out it's the rodeo.
Why do they go down the Atlanta Highway? They're going to the Coliseum?
I don't know, but they have been coming from Wetumpka the past.
Well, I know the parade starts downtown at noon, right?
Wow. Well, they better pick up the pace. I don't know if they're going to make it downtown by noon.
Oh, they're heading into town?
They're heading into town. I just passed them right there at Walmart. And the Atlanta Highway, they got a police escort, and they got traffic backed way up.
Walmart in Atlanta, out by AUM?
No. By Jim and Nick's.
No, yes, Jim and Nick's.
Yeah, by Jim and Nick's. Yeah.
They're not going to make it by noon.
I don't think so. But
I could get the horse there by noon with a cattle prod.
Well, these look like mules. These are mules driving, pulling these things. Yeah, they're nice-looking wagons, but I was just kind of surprised. It did look a slight out of character where it was.
Can you imagine being from out of town and you you roll into Montgomery and you hear the traffic report? Jeff Blake comes over the air. He says, there's a horse and wagon train coming in off Atlanta Highway that's slowing everybody down. It's got some mules with it.
It's kind of dangerous, though.
Not with the amount of cops they got around.
Oh, okay. I always thought a great hero of a television show, like a James Bond knockoff type, would be Daniel Gregory Ross. He could say Ross. Dan G. Ross. Danger Ross. Danger.
I got it.
Yeah, well, I just thought it'd be a
Barons
good
one. Barons are raising his eyebrows. Like, hey, get it?
Dan G. Ross. Ross. Dan Ross.
Hey, guys, they did pass. The gas tax did pass all the way through.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah, it will kick in September 1.
Okay, yes. Yeah. See, they were pouring salt on the wounds last night, running ads for the bill.
Yeah, because they weren't sure exactly when it would be done, so I'm sure
they... Yeah. And they got us, guys. We can't change the state constitution without them. We can't even put up propositions like they do in California.
No, we don't have referendum and recall.
INR.
We have no rights after these guys get into office.
I want to just real quickly, while I'm thinking about it, Red Top. No one needs to ever send me the 28th Amendment ever again.
Which one is that, Doug?
Well, I don't know, but I get it like three times a day. It's one of these forwarded around.
Is this state or national?
No, it's national, but I've been getting it on Facebook for, gosh, forever it seems like. Someone just sent it to me a moment ago. It starts out, it says, please read the 28th Amendment. I bet I've